5 a.m. That's tonight at 8:30 W2BL repeater system.
That was actually 2 days back. Yesterday we went to Tobay. there near Center Island is where we usually go steamer clamming. But during holiday weekends like this, and after heavy rains, the Department of Environmental Conservation closes the shellfish beds in certain areas. It's just a precaution. So we didn't do any steamer clamming, which we like to do there. But no swimming pool. That's on the north side. It's facing Long Island Sound.
I wasn't sure. I just saw it like a blue. What? Well, I'd have to look again. It looked like a blue tile background. Anyway, nice picture. Yeah, we were going to go to Toll Bay for dinner. I haven't been there, but my friends have gone for, I guess, the restaurant that's there. But we had to run back home. My wife had to get some medication, whatever. So we ate dinner locally here. But it was nice. It was crowded. They said there was like 60,000 at Jones Beach, and I think 40,000 at Robin Moses. And I guess I've never been down to Field 2 in that area, so I never realized that. You know, it just looked to me like it was empty grassland between the boardwalk and the water. I never realized that they actually have beach all the way down there. It was crowded.
Never been down that area. I think I went to 6 when I was a kid. My parents took me there once. But we go to Toll Bay now. June 12 said that there was 85,000 at Jones, and I don't remember, 40 or 60 at Robert Moses. But it was beautiful at Toll Bay. The water's still a little chilly. It's like 60 degrees. I was able to tolerate it for about 10 or 15 minutes. And I think 6 is preferred. I think it's 6 and 9. We got this closer to the water. The parking is closer to the water, or the water is closer to where the cars are. And the other ones, there's a long walk to the water. And occasionally we go to Field 10, which is where the fishing pier is. I don't know if you've been there, but it's on the north side of Ocean Parkway, just to the west of Wantagh. It's kind of neat. There are a handful of piers there. And just relax me. I want to get down there soon.
No, I've never, never been there. I used to go to Toll Bay, but, and I think the kids probably went more than I did, but, you know, having a swimming pool in the backyard made a big difference in terms of activities, things that the kids did, things that we did. Used to have a lot of the kids' friends over. But everybody moves around now, so it's a lot different. But, yeah, I remember the long walk from Toll Bay. The nice part about Jones Beach is, again, the boardwalk, that you have walking through sand, and you have, I don't know, what it is, 2.5 miles, 3 miles of boardwalk. And nice and clean. We stopped at the refreshment stand that's down by Field 2. I guess it's still Field, no, it could be Field 1. Expensive. I think 2 pretzel bagels, 1 iced tea, and a yogurt was like $15, $16. So, you want to make sure to bring your own food down there. But it was just nice. The weather was perfect. It wasn't too hot. We sat out in one of the enclosed areas, and it was just really nice.
There are 2 restaurants at Toll Bay, Bayside, at the north side. One of them used to be Singleton's. I'm glad that's no longer Singleton's, because the food was terrible. They either changed hands or name, but the menu was nicer. We went there the prior weekend, took our mother-in-law, my daughter, my wife, and myself. And it's really nice. They have like a couch area you can sit if you like, with a table, with the umbrella, and they have a little bit of a windscreen going around it. It's a nice atmosphere. You can get like a lobster roll there, and baked clams, things like that. And the other restaurant is more Latin, Spanish oriented, a little bit more spicy food, if you want spice, that is. So there are 2 places to pick. And it was enjoyable.
In this case, you can't be. Well, Singleton's probably had a problem because the food tastes, probably wasn't doing her job. That's a political joke. Anyway, I don't think I've ever eaten there, but we would have done that had my wife remembered to bring her pills. But it was fine. There's a really good Thai restaurant on 107 in Hicksville called Lemon Leaf. And we always go there. Food's always consistently good. So that's where we went for dinner.
Roads are a pleasure today. So there are a couple of stop signs, stop lights. Hope it's not terribly busy. The docks are away, one of the docks away, and she usually picks up a good portion of last time. So I think she was away last week, and this week it's going to be kind of quiet. It's all right, I can catch up on my paperwork. Backup cases. Get my 6 months QA. Data fix finished. And then tomorrow, I don't know what we're going to do. Actually, I do have to work tomorrow. I have a few free patients coming in. I had to schedule. And then I'll go back home. We'll go out and get some lunch. My wife doesn't like doing fireworks, unfortunately, so I missed that for a lot of years. We just hang out at home. Nothing special. Maybe fool around with some sparklers in the backyard with my daughter.
And here we go. Good morning, Richie. The thing with the fireworks, I forget which, where it was, whether it was Pennsylvania, maybe. There was some shootings, but the shootings were mixed in with fireworks. I guess it was just coincidental. But, you know, where they like to know how many shots were fired, they had no idea because the sound of the gunshot was very similar to the to the sound of fireworks, so crazy stuff. Richie, go ahead and pick it up.
Hey, Rich. And morning. Placing on Mary Broken to let you know, especially you, Richie, another week to 10 days I have to go in to some surgery in the hospital. I'm going to try and go to Plainville. I don't know how severe it is. I don't think it's very serious. But I have to get it taken care of. The only reason I'm waiting is because the appraiser that's coming in for both the weeks today. She's been putting me off and I have to sign the papers. Over to you, Andy.
Good morning, Ricardo. Good morning. Hope you had a good weekend. Rich, shooting during fireworks, that's terrible. People will not, will stop at nothing. They're, that's terrible, it really is terrible. I think I'm gonna sign, I'm gonna be at work just momentarily here. So you have a good day, gentlemen, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a safe fourth. KD2ESY, I'll be clear on your question.
All right, Andy. Yeah, I think it was just coincidental. I don't remember what it was, whether a robbery or whatever it was, but you know how they like to interview people and say, well, how many shots, just to get some idea of how massive it was, and they just couldn't give them an answer because of the fireworks. You know, Richie, I'm sorry going into the hospital again, but you know what, Richie, I don't think you really take care of yourself, and it's just a shame, but that's the bottom line on it. And the other thing is, you know, whatever's happening with broker, banker, whatever, that part doesn't belong on the radio. Because, again, nobody should know what your personal finances are. So, anyway, Andy 73, I'll pass it over to Rich.
Okay, guys, 73, Andy. No, what happened, Rich, right along the scar. Thank you.
care of it. Somebody's covering you over. But the point is this, he's ever covering you over. And you see Barry, we hear Barry at San Simon. No, it's not my mom that's doing it. It's people that don't want to hear about your personal life, scars, things like that. However, I did ask Barry to use his name to do some triangulation, and let's find out who this person is. But thus far, Barry hasn't done anything. But, you know, if he'll give me his heading, I'll give him our heading, and we'll know exactly where it is. It's stupid on the person's part, and at this point, really unfair to somebody who's handicapped, but that's another story. Anyway, Richie, the problem is you're really not taking care of yourself, so if you get an infection, it's in part because you don't watch what you eat, and you don't really watch your diabetes, so... Anyway, that's it. All right, I'm going to sign. I'll catch you later. GGKS.
Okay, Rich.
Hey,
Rich.
Now it's time for an infection.
Remind Barry that any time you're getting jammed, you're supposed to give me a beam heading. You need to know whether that one's coming from Hicksville or from Belmont. If you can, be clear.
WB2ROL, really out loud in the mobile.
Bob, N2 TKC. Just heard you on the scan. Go ahead.
I just want to say hello on this machine. Okay, thanks for telling me about this. As you can see, I don't run around to too many machines, but I like to know about them. We got a good signal here, too. I only have an antenna on the roof. Well, it's on the roof, probably about 28 feet up there. It's a gain antenna, vertical from Comet, but it's all I need, a small one. Take care. I got a couple of chores to do. I love playing on the radio, but I got to get a couple of things done. It's 9 o'clock. Enjoy yourself there, my friend. Maybe one day you'll come out to make a cable repair out here. Enter TKC, K12.
You're very good, Bob. At least we made a contact here. I'm on a little LP right now, just testing. And as I said, this one, remember, it goes into the one... 46850 repeater, the W2BL. So you're definitely going through NYC right now.
Yeah, I know they got a lot of links. I'm not familiar with them, but I know they link a lot of stuff. It's just too vast for me. I don't... it's just too chatty and too fast. I like private, like 8-2, where you got two or three guys and they know each other. Anyway, that's just a preference, you know what they say about opinions. Take care. And to TKC. Take care, Bob. K12, you.
Yeah, very good. All right. Glad to make the contact today. Good holiday. And, you know, the old saying, loud and proud sometimes. So, over here if you need. N2, TKC. Clear, repeat. N2, TKC, Brookhaven, clear.
At 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Doctor's office. Just came from one and now going to another. I'm wondering if you could give me a hand with an antenna. Possibly, well, actually not an antenna, but reaching the antenna.
I'm sure I could. Let me answer that. I'll be right back. In 2MB.
I'll be on for another 10 minutes, so a little bit less, and then I'll be at my location. Yeah, you know what it is, I just need someone just to watch me to make sure I don't fall. I gotta get up on a ladder.
I'll go up a ladder. Okay, I'm good at ladder climbing. When do you want me over there?
Whenever you're free. I mean, the weather's nice and it's the summertime. So, I don't know, whatever your schedule is, it's not an emergency.
Okay. I might come over today, that's why, because I don't have to go to Richie. You just said everything's working again, so I'm not going there. But I do have to find my pen. So you call me a little later, give me your address, zip code, I'll stick it in my GPS. Maybe I'll come out today, okay?
Okay. When I'm done with the doctor, hopefully this won't be too long. I just spent 2 hours waiting for a doctor to show up. I was in his office. You know how these doctors are, you know. That's why they call us patients, because you have to have it. But I have another appointment at 2 o'clock, and hopefully that won't be long. So I'll call you later, all right? I'll let you know. It's you know, not today, then some other time. It's not a big deal.
Okay, very good. You know, you call me after 2 o'clock. I'm feeling like I want to help people today, so that's why I called Richie. Okay, very good. So you give me a call after 2 o'clock. I'll flip my cat and I'll head out there. You got to give me the address. I got to stick it. I might have it already. I think I do have it. I'm going to look on my GPS in the car, but if not, you'll give it to me and I'll head out there. That's all. Okay, have a good day. Sorry about the doctor's appointments. I don't love that. WA2CEO and 2MB.
Yeah, I had a 7:15 appointment, and they didn't take me from the waiting room until 8 o'clock, and I didn't, and then the doctor, you know, and then they just check your vital signs and everything, and then, then the doctor comes in and examines you. That took another almost hour and a half. So here it is, almost 10 o'clock now, and I just left the office. So the whole exam took less than 1/8 the time of waiting around, and that's what happened. Again, that's why they call us patients. All right, but I'm almost here at my doctor's appointment. Hopefully this one will be faster. This one usually is. Because the doctor wants to leave early, it's a holiday. So the faster he gets me in, the faster he gets me out. I'll see you later.
Okay, I'll see you a little bit. Good luck at the doctor. You'll be late to see you, Ellen, 2MB. So you can call when you get out, and I'll head over to you.
I'll call you later. Wait to see you.
Next, tonight at 8:30, WQCL repeater system.
QNOE listening.
I said to myself, well, that's true too. You can't listen and speak at the same time. But maybe you can. I can listen to my own listening. Does that make sense? Anyway, how are you? As you say, let's do it.
No, nothing much. Just out in the backyard cleaning up a little bit, looking for a broom that I have no idea where it is. Somehow another got lost. But other than that, we're fine. What about yourself? What are you doing?
I had 3 doctor's appointments, and 2 down, 1 to go. My first appointment was at 7:15 this morning, which the doctor didn't see me until almost 9. And then my second appointment was at 9, and the doctor didn't see me. Well, since the first appointment ended so late, I didn't see the second doctor until 10 or more, 10:15. And the next doctor's appointment is at 2 o'clock. And now I got some time. I can have some lunch. Anyway, the bottom line, today is Doctor's Day. Go see all the doctors. And everything's okay. It's just checkup, you know. Make sure everything is good. Make sure that I'm still alive, which sometimes I wonder.
Well, some people treat their cars better than they treat themselves, so, you know, it's a good thing that you're going in for these checkups, and you'll have tomorrow off to recuperate. Anyway, I'm sweating to death here. I just came in for a minute because the phone rang. I couldn't get to it fast enough. I wanted to see what it was. Anyway, I will talk to you later. I'm going back outside.
Okay, I gather you're in the pool, or maybe you started looking for a broom. Yeah, the last time I lost the broom, I kept shouting, "Broom, where are you?" And I was waiting for an answer, but after I finally found the broom, I asked it a question. I said, "How come you didn't tell me who you are?" But guess what? It just stood there and kept looking like a broom. I was expecting an answer, but, you know, I've yet to find a talking broom. I've heard a talking horse. That's Mr. Ed. All right, I'll see you later. I'm playing around. WHCDO.
Hi, Andy. No, I wasn't in the pool. I was cutting out some weeds and things. Now I'll go out and clean it up, and then I'll jump in the pool. Anyway, catch you later. KTKMB.
And they say, don't jump in, just walk in. Well, you could jump, though, if you want to do that. All right, I'll see you later. WHCDO.
NOE
listening. I didn't get this call, but you need to CDL.
This is KD2NOU listening.
Oh, is this Ben? B-E-N?
Yep. Hey, Andy.
in today.
Okay. I like the name Ben. You don't, I don't know too many Bens. Now, is Ben short for Benjamin?
Yeah, it is. I don't know too many Bens myself.
It is kind of a unique name. Not as popular as other names, but if you think about names, you know, some names that you normally don't hear are slowly coming back. Names come and go in phases. You know, people name, babies certain names, and then it gets outdated, and then it comes back again, so. But, Ben is a nice name. It's a sophisticated name. It sounds, it's got like an intelligence to it.
Thanks. I don't hear that name very often.
If you think about any famous names that start with Ben, I guess the first one that comes to mind is Ben Franklin. And I'm sure there's a few others too. Oh, Benjamin Moore. You've heard of Benjamin Moore? That's he's the one, I guess, that the paint is named after. Benjamin Moore paint. But he doesn't call it Ben paint. He calls it Benjamin.
Yep, I've heard of him. Back in like middle school, people used to call me Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, now did you fly your kites during the storm?
Nope.
Okay, well, I guess you're still qualified. All right, I'm home. So, have a good day too, and stay cool.
You too. 73-82-NIU.
73-WH2CDM.
82-NIU, clear Western.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System. Thank you.
I just went shopping. We went to Costco and the supermarket and some other nonsense. I had to buy a battery in Lowe's for one of my battery-operated stupid things. I don't even know why I bothered to buy the battery. I don't use them, but I have a number of tools that require a battery, so I figured, what the hell, you know? Maybe I'll use them. Battery-operated drill and circular saws. I've got a few tools that require one particular battery. And they go bad. I've had the battery for, I guess, 5 years, so, well, 4.5. That's close enough to 5. And it has two batteries. One of them croaked, and I thought they both croaked, but it didn't. So I bought a new battery, but I didn't have to buy the battery because one of the batteries was still working. I don't know why. I put in the charger, it never charged. Who the hell knows?
Well, I don't know. I have a brand. It's an electric screwdriver. Came with a spare battery. And it works fine.
Okay, well, I buy name brand tools. I don't buy junk tools. And the batteries go good. Whatever. Who cares? Not the end of the world. So we took care of that. I have to do more. Of course, I got to do a lot of work downstairs, so I'm gearing up to start. I'm not going to wait for Timmy to do it because, you know, he just came into $1 million and he ain't going to come here, so. Leaving me with the problem, so I don't care. I'll do it. What do I care? I'll just do it. I'd rather do it myself anyway, Richie. You know I don't want anybody to help me. You must know that.
That's right, no. You do it yourself, everything works out there. Did you go to Annie's house?
Annie is in Pennsylvania today. And she's coming home. I think she's coming home tonight. No, she's not. She's going to stay a few more days, and then she's coming home. No, I went to Rosie. I went to Francis. I've been getting around, you know.
Oh, I said Andy. A-N-D-Y. You were talking to him on the radio.
So I'm waiting for him to call back. When he does, I'll go to his house. He said he'll call you when he gets home.
Alright, that's fine. That's fine, Barry. By the way, I have to go into the hospital. Maybe in a week, 10 days. You know, I'll get that thing taken care of on my back.
See, that you gotta tell me on the telephone, Richie. If you just mention that, they'll jam you. You know that.
Oh, what's new?
Nothing, it's hot out, so we're just going for a walk on the boardwalk or the ocean. It's probably gonna be on the ocean. I don't go until it gets a little cooler, so I'll go, but not until around 4:30, then it starts to cool off down here. And then I'll go for my usual, whatever, 8 miles or whatever I do. But I don't know what it is. Stand by. Yeah, we have this problem with the cat. He follows us, and I don't want him crossing the boulevard and going down to the ocean. He would do it. He would just follow Sidney down the block, across the boulevard, so she's afraid, you know, so she came back. She locked him in the house. He's going to skedaddle out of here before he figures out what happened.
Oh, I know. Is this a kitten?
No, this is the black cat.
All right. What about the kitten? What does he do?
Kitten is a little bit calmer. She doesn't follow us down the block. She never goes outside. She doesn't even want to go outside. I think one of these days I'm just going to kick her out and let her get used to the outside a little bit, but I don't know. She doesn't follow us down the block. She's not a problem. She's the lovely little kitten, and she's getting friendlier by the day.
I'm inside. I just want to call HRO before we get to the end of the day.
So we got a few more hours. What are you getting from HRO?
You know, I have another one of those MFJ bikes. All I need is a cable.
Okay, an MFJ, and I didn't understand what you said from MFJ. An MFJ what?
Remember I told you I have two of those MFJ mic, microphone. If you ever want to get a game, get a game.
Okay, MFJ microphone. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, yeah. Alrighty, do that. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to sit here and vegetate until it cools off. Then I'm going to go for a walk down by the ocean. That's what I'm going to do.
Hey, Barry. Good enough. Let me catch you later. And to Wimby. And to Leo.
Okay, Rich. I'll catch up with you later in the day. And to Wimby. Rocky Way Beach.
up on, you know, the repeater. So I gotta use this radio. And even then, I just about make it. So anyway, how was your weekend, and are you going to be off tomorrow? Very back to you. The weekend was good, and I'm on call tomorrow just by telephone, so it should be okay. Back in the office Wednesday. I was in the office today, and I skedaddled a little early, and yeah, tomorrow hopefully we'll just take it easy. I'm just coming up on the Meadowbrook, and traffic is moving nicely. Oh, that's great, that's great. I'll be headed out towards there, so. Although I get out kind of early, I get out at Glen Cove Road. Good. Alright. One of your chapters I like. A lot of people are going to tell you off. I thought yesterday was kind of hot. And, Saturday was okay. But I heard it's going to actually get cooler tomorrow. I got people that, I like to go a little quicker on here. Fox says, all right, over to you, man.
WB2MSD. Okay. Yeah, well, it was hot yesterday, and the sun was definitely out. I was at the local lighthouse, the back of the truck, sitting in a chair, and everything was covered up, apparently, except my left arm. And that's where I got the sunburn. So, gonna have to start breaking out the sunscreen again, I guess. But the radio was saying that was 86 degrees. I'm reading 96 on my little device here. 96. And something's feeding back into some speaker in the car. The radio's off, the commercial radio.